And welcome back to the Avery Adventures podcast. This is podcast number 53, and we are going to be talking about the First Light Sawtooth Hybrid Jackets today, the men's and the women's, and our initial thoughts. I'm going to be also doing a review on this jacket, and it should be out late January, beginning of February. So stay tuned for that, and it'll go a little bit more in depth. So what were your initial thoughts on this jacket? What did you think, Ryan?
I got the jacket probably 2.5 years ago. My initial thoughts when I heard, hybrid, it's going to have two different kinds of insulations, I thought it was not going to be a piece for me. But you fast forward it 2.5 years, and this is probably the piece that I use more than any other piece of hunting clothes that I have.
Nice.
I know that you have different thoughts on it. I'll let you go first on your thoughts on the jacket.
Okay. So just for some main specs, this jacket is $210. It has 300 grams of the Merino X with the DWR. So what I did like about this jacket is it's super quiet. And when I got this jacket, my initial intentions were to use it on my spring bear hunt. So that would be in June, where it's starting to warm up. And I was I planned to wear it with two base layer pieces from First Light. I'm not sure what this is called because I don't think they're available anymore, but it's their Arrow Wool, just with the crew neck, and then this quarter zip with the hood. So I wore these three pieces for my spring bear hunt, and it kept me pretty warm until the sun went down and it started to get cooler. We hunt in all shaded areas, so it gets cool. It stays cool pretty much the whole time, and then when it gets dark, it really cools down, but we're leaving by then, so it doesn't matter. For sizing, I think that they actually run a little bit bigger. I'd say not a full size, but maybe about a half size, which I think is nice because then you can layer them, like I said, with two pieces, and it worked really well just to keep me warm, but it also just left it a little bit more roomy so it didn't feel so tight. I like that the zippers were really quiet if I needed to access them.
And it has three pockets.
It does, yeah. It has, so obviously the 1, 2, and 3 zipper pocket. And you can tell on this, it comes down. Let me see if I'm holding it up all the way. You can see it in the camera. But the back is a little bit longer, which is also nice. So when you're sitting, the beaver tail, so that you don't get a cool breeze. And I like how these base layer pieces don't like really stick to the jacket like I found in other base layers. So when you raise your arms up, the base layers aren't coming along with it. So I also plan to wear this in my later hunts as a mid-layer piece, and it worked really well because it didn't bunch up and it laid pretty flat under a heavier jacket, but I was also able to still wear this in addition to other base layer pieces that didn't have a hood. That is one thing I'd have to say if I was going to have a complaint is, and that's with all companies, they tend to put hoods on a lot of stuff. I know Ryan has a different opinion about it, but if I wear this piece and then this piece, and if I have a heavier jacket that I'm wearing, if I'm using this as a mid layer, I start to get a bunch of hoods. And then if I'm wearing my pack, it gets all bunched up behind my back and underneath the pack, and it drives me a little bit crazy. So I'd have to say that's one complaint, and it's not about this jacket. I think all jackets need to have hoods. I think it's these base layer pieces that I necessarily don't think need to always have hoods, but that's just my 2 cents. This jacket weighed in at, I believe, about 18 ounces. And so I feel like that's a really good weight if you're going to be using it as a mid-layer piece to pack in if you're backpack hunting, which is what I did on my first elk hunt this year. So, I'd have to say I'm going to definitely plan to use this jacket next year for those two purposes. So if you are a hunter that hunts in the, early fall, late spring, or pretty much any time of the year, this will be functional for an outer layer piece as well as a mid layer.
Yeah, it's not bulky.
No, it's
really
not.
So it layers really well when you need to layer it.
that's one complaint. I hate jackets. I hate big, bulky jackets. This is why I really like it. Actually, I think I would have, if I was to get this again, I would have gotten it in a solid color, mm-hmm. just so I can wear it day to day. People start to give you a sideways glance sometimes when you're wearing a lot of camo to the grocery store. So what were your thoughts in comparison to mine? And
like I said, I have the same basic thoughts, but I just want to run over. You kind of said merino on the back. It's got 60 grams of 37.5 insulation on the front, body mapped on the chest and the sleeves. It's 100% merino in the rest of the areas. It's not any aero wool. It's all merino and has a little bit of spandex mixed in to keep the form after, you know, you keep washing it. If you watch merino without any kind of spandex, it gets really drapey on you. This has a little bit of spandex on it to keep its form over lots of washes. My favorite time to use this jacket is when you're like cruising timber. It's kind of chilly out. You can throw this jacket on. It breathes really well. You don't get too hot. I think the linchpin of this whole thing, I said, is the hood. I think First Light's hoods are the best in the business for me. I think other people's hood, they want to like maybe use them with a helmet, or they have bigger headed people. I don't really know. But this hood, when I put it on, I can look side to side. I can see everything, and I don't turn my head and look into the hood. So I really appreciate that. This one is a size large, and it's probably a half size bigger than the normal larges that I use. So if you're, you know, that medium large, you definitely want to size down. This large came in at 22 ounces. They have it online at 20 ounces. So if you're an ounce counter, it is 2 ounces heavier, but I think it's versatile enough that I wouldn't worry about that. It comes in all their camo. It comes in the Cypher and the Fusion and a couple of their solids. But all in all, like I said, this is the most versatile piece that I have in my hunting lineup.
And the men's is also $210, as is the women's. But of course, we had to buy the same color because we have to match because we hunt together. So if you and your hunting partner don't have coordinating outfits,
we never match.
Just kidding.
But anyways, that's it. I think we'll do more of these down the road because they're quick and easy and people ask us about what we're wearing all the time.
Thanks for watching.
Thanks.